The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, we want to officially welcome everybody on Facebook, podcast, and YouTube. We've got an interesting topic today. As we talked about earlier this week, we are going to be sharing some events that are taking place that I believe is prophetic, some headlines that's come out. So that's what we're going to be discussing today is in our prophetic viewpoint segment today. I'm going to talk about more conditioning for events foretold in the Bible. Again, today's podcast, we're going to be dealing with more headlines, more events that are taking place, two events that we're going to be talking about today that are basically foretelling, or they're conditioning society to accept something that the Bible has foretold in the book of Revelation that's going to take place. So again, I want to thank you for joining us today to whatever platform you're listening or watching from today. Again, I'm Ricky Scarrell, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. So let's get started on this thing. An engineer has just created, this is a crazy story that came out that we reported today. This was from a UK affiliate that was the original source of this. We blogged about this a little bit today on ETH. An engineer has just come out and created a so-called AI, that's an acronym for artificial intelligence, AI Jesus. Let me say that again. An engineer has just created what he calls an AI Jesus. This AI Jesus is programmed to learn about three particular topics: the plague, Caesar, and the end of days. Why? I don't know. This is very interesting. The AI has reportedly also learned the Bible and has produced its own bizarre scriptural verses. According to the report, it developed its own vocabulary by reading the Bible and no other literature. Again, it developed its own vocabulary in the beginning by reading the Bible and no other literature. But eventually, he programmed this thing to learn three topics: the plague, Caesar, and the end of days. Again, this is a bizarre story that's coming out of the United Kingdom. The AI aims to reproduce the tone of the King James Bible without copying it word for word. The creator, George Davila Durendal, states that approximately 60,000 words have been produced by the program as of the 26th of August. 60,000 words. That's what artificial intelligence does. It gathers information. It begins to have its own language. It begins to think for itself. Look at Sophia. Remember when they announced, was it Sophie or Sophia? I think it was Sophie, actually. But anyway, nevertheless, this was the first artificial robot, female robot, that even was granted citizenship in a foreign country and could speak, have a mind of its own. So what could go wrong, right? The creator states that some of this work is non-sensual, but eerily echoes the style of biblical scripture. One phrase that this AI Jesus has already spoken was, quote, "The plague shall be the fathers in the world, and the same as my people, that he may be more abundant in the mouth of the Lord of hosts." Quote, "For the tabernacle of the Lord shall be known by the works of the Lord, which proclaimed against this city, according as he has sent me to the marriage of the Spirit. For I will fill the land which the Lord thy God has given thee, a time to eat the force of the Lord of hosts." Now, look, that's not in the Bible. What he's doing is he's taking passages from different portions of Scripture, Old Testament, preferably here, and he's contorting it, just like Satan likes to do. He takes scriptures, he twists it, and he makes it say things that the Bible actually does not say. And another end time eerie statement, he said, quote, this again, this is this artificial intelligence speaking. And he that was dead, the servant of the Lord, came unto me, saying, son of man, speak unto you all that dwell in the wilderness, and they shall be saved by the border of the Lord, and his priest and his sons, and on the seven lambs, and of the seven places of the beast, and the other on the Sabbath days. Weird, right? The last section was devoted to Roman Emperor Caesar. It reads, quote, the scribes and the children of Israel were gathered together with the Levites and the men of Bethshemesh, which was son of Josiah, king of Judah, and they hanged him through the head of the body of Christ and has sent me. When Mr. Durindal, speaking of his AI creation, was asked, he stated, quote, listen to this creepy statement that this man, this creator of this AI Jesus made, quote, whether or not God created man or man created God might be a topic of eternal debate. But what surely cannot be debated is man's creation of AI Jesus. Quote, perhaps many thousands of years from now, people and robots alike will pore over these texts as they do holy books today. At the very least, it's an interesting way to either awe or horrify your relatives this holiday season, end quote. Again, an artificial intelligence called AI Jesus was created by an engineer that can quote scriptures by twisting, contorting them, making his own scriptures up. Again, it's called AI Jesus. You can look it up at our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. We blogged about this. We put the original source or the link to the original source for that. So I don't know about you, but this is very frightening. So what does all this mean? We're going to get to that in just a second. But then I want to talk about another story that we said that we were going to talk about today. Elon Musk, innovator, creator, multi-billionaire, has tweeted in the past. In fact, on February of this year, Elon Musk stated that he wanted to create a race of cyborgs by using computer chips implanted in the brain. Elon Musk has tweeted that his brain computer chip company Neuralink is working on an awesome version of this device. The billionaire believes his brain interface tech will turn humans into a super race of geniuses, cyborgs. Musk has been developing the technology called Neuralink because Musk believes that humans must become one with machines in order to survive being replaced by artificial intelligence. His plan to, quote, save the human race involves writing computer chips into our brains to merge us with artificial intelligence. In fact, July of 2019, Neuralink revealed plans to use lasers to shoot holes into skulls and feed threads of electrodes into the human brain. It declares this was a potential way of connecting the human brain to machines. Musk has previously claimed that the updated version of Neuralink may be in a human as soon as this year. Again, this was quoted on February of this year. I want to read on a little bit about this from a past source, but then I'm going to give you an updated report on this. According to Elon Musk, now here we go. Here's the pitch for this is good for humanity. This is not a bad thing. This can be embraced by society. This can be embraced by the medical industry. It can be embraced by individuals that has weaknesses or they have medical conditions and so on and so forth. This is exactly the very thing that I said would happen with the mark of the beast in Revelation 13. The talking heads, the superpowers that be, the innovators, the creators, the people, the somebodies are going to step up in the generation of those things in which when they come to pass, and they're going to convince the general public to embrace and to accept these things in our lives for the better of humanity, whether it be for security purposes, whether it be for convenience of technology, whether it be to protect people from their identities being stolen, from terrorism, and the list goes on. Listen to this. According to Elon Musk, this plan to inject brain chips into your head to create a race of cyborgs is crazy and out there that that sounds. And most people, when they hear that, they say, no way, hold up, I'm not doing that. You ain't going to do that to me. But then let's make the sales pitch sound a little bit better. Ready? Musk is optimistic, and he believes that this device has the potential to, quote, restore brain and motor functions. He goes on to say, according to the Telegraph, in a response to computer scientist Austin Howard, Mr. Musk confirmed that Neuralink's technology would allow people to listen to music directly from our chips. So we don't need devices. We could just listen to them directly from chips. All right. He also said that Neuralink could help control hormone levels and use them to our advantage. In other words, enhance abilities and reasonings, anxiety, relief. The technology could first be used to help people suffering from brain diseases like Parkinson's. But the ultimate aim of Neuralink is to allow humans to compete with advanced artificial intelligence. Did you catch that? In other words, here's my crazy motivation and my crazy motive for doing this. I want to create a race of cyborgs. But hold on, before you think I'm crazy, but this also has the potential to be more convenient. You don't need to have a playlist on your phone. You don't need to go get headphones. You don't need to do all these things. You could simply get the chip in your head and you could play up, you could put on your playlist right there on your brain. Oh, and if that's not good enough, wait a minute. What about people that has neurological disorders or diseases or brain injuries or traumatic events that's happened to their brains? Well, we can restore that function. We can heal you. We can do all these things. So there's the medical pitch. Are you listening to me? There's the convenience pitch. So all these pitches. But then he goes on to say, but don't miss the point. The ultimate aim is to allow humans to compete with advanced artificial intelligence. Now, here's what I want to tell you. Musk and his team has now come out and said they're about to unveil a live demonstration of this creation, of this invention. Again, let me say that according to sources, Elon Musk and Neuralink is about to do a live demonstration of this event. So this is unbelievable. I don't even know what that means. Are they going to have a person that's going to take the chip in the head? I don't know. I don't understand. We don't know the full details of this. A concept design of Musk's updated vision has yet not been revealed, nor do we even know how if it's even going to work. But yet, the latest report is that Elon Musk is going to unveil and do a live demonstration of what he wants to happen. Remember, he stressed he wanted this by 1 year, and this was in February of this year. So in a couple weeks or next week or whenever this month, coming in September, what's this going to look like? What's going to be unveiled? Now, you say, now let's get to the part that I want to talk about, because I know everybody came on here and they want to know, well, how is this conditioning us for prophetic events in the future? I'm glad you asked, because if you go to the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, this passage of scripture And I'm going to read verses 11 unto 13, and then you see 14 and 15 on your screen here. Then I saw, this is John the Revelator speaking in Revelation 13. And then I saw another beast, this is the false prophet, coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. He exercises all authority of the first beast, which is the Antichrist, in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven here on earth in the sight of men. And then we get to Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, which if you're watching by visual of this today, that would be either through YouTube or Facebook Live here, the scriptures in front of you. Listen to this. And he, the false prophet, deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Now, there's Greek words here. Now, some of you all remember this message when I did it. I did a whole message on I think it was a four-part series on the book of Revelation, chapter 13. We talked about the Antichrist, we talked about the false prophet, we talked about the image of the beast, and we talked about the mark of the beast. If you didn't watch that, you can go to our YouTube channel and watch that. It's going to be on our archives. If you want to listen to that on podcast, it's all there. It's archived in our podcast and our program on Apple and Spotify. But nevertheless, I want to pull some of that out of that teaching I did several months ago, especially here on the mark or the image of the beast. There's some Greek words here. The word power here, it says he was granted power. That word power there is to give, to supply, or to give over. Let me say that again. It's to give, to supply, or to give over. So it says that the false prophet was granted power. He was granted power, or he was granted the ability to give, to supply, or to give over. And it says breath here, to give breath. That word breath there is air, spirit, and soul. It really comes from the same connotation as you find in the book of Genesis when God breathed the breath of life into Adam or into the dust and created a living being. It's a counterfeit, guys. It's that Satan is going to attempt to counterfeit what God did in the beginning by creating something by supernatural power. There'll be a supernatural ability. Now look, don't miss this. It says here that the people, read it, Revelation 13, the people who are worshiping the Antichrist will create an image. Now, what is this image? This is going to lead to all kinds of speculations. Depending on what generation you're speaking to, if you talk 40 years ago, they would have probably thought something different. But if you speak to us now in the here and now in the day in which you're listening to this in 2020, I'm leaning towards that this image of the beast could very well be artificial intelligence. Because think about it, guys. Artificial intelligence has the capability of thinking on its own. It has the ability to comprehend on its own. It has the ability to articulate words and to form sentences. And it has a mind of its own, howbeit it's called artificial intelligence. But the people is going to create, the people who worship the Antichrist are going to develop, or they're going to create this image. So we're really seriously talking about people like Elon Musk. I'm not saying Elon Musk is one of the individuals who's going to create the image of the beast, but I'm telling you, it's going to be these people like him, these innovators, these geniuses of technology, the Bill Gates and the Elon Musk and the people that has the knowledge and the capability and the money and the strings to pull to be able to create something like this. I mean, are you kidding me, people? We're talking about putting chips into people's brains so that they can become cyborgs. So you think that me talking about an image of the beast that can both speak and live is nutty? We're talking about something right now that's about to be unveiled that's absolutely crazy in my book. But what am I talking about? I'm talking about a precursor. This is preconditioning society, preconditioning you and your children, especially your children, to accept something as normal, so that when the time comes for this event in Revelation 13 that we read about, your kids ain't going to be freaked out about it. Listen, mama and daddy and grandpa and grandma, you and I may be freaked out about this, about putting something in our head or put something in our hand to buy, sell, and trade, or some, or creating something that can have a mind of its own. We may think that's crazy, but I'm telling you, our kids are being preconditioned for this. It's normal for them. They're walking through airports. They're walking through museums. They're walking through amusement parks. And there's artificial intelligence that's speaking to them. They're putting their hands in devices so they can read their fingerprints, so they can identify them, so that it'll give them access and grant them access to do this and to that. And now you're talking about biometrics. You're talking about retina scan. You're talking about voiceovers. Now we're being thrusted into a digital currency age. How long are we going to have paper currency? Eventually, it's going to be done away with. Now, if you would have tried to push this 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you had a whole generation that would have not accepted that. But listen, but now my son's generation, my youngest son's generation, probably some of your teenagers, some of your kids, they have already been preconditioned to buy, sell, and trade without the use of paper currency, by using their phone, by using all kinds of other technology, cards, whatever the case may be, with bypassing traditional currency. So don't tell me that I'm some kind of a nutty conspiracy theorist when this is happening right before our eyes. But it says he gives power, or he's given the ability to give, to supply, or to give over breath. Somehow, guys, I don't understand. Supernaturally, this false prophet is going to breathe life, very similar to what God did in the beginning of the book of Genesis. It's not the same. Don't miss it, because Satan cannot do what God can do. He can only counterfeit it. Come on, somebody. Can I get an amen right there? It's going to be a counter. It's going to be called what your Bible says in Thessalonians, what Paul described as a lying sign and wonder. Oh, come on. A lying sign and wonder. In other words, there's real prophets, but there's false prophets. There's the real Holy Spirit, but there's what's called, I may rattle some cages here, but there's called a Kundalini spirit. And it's a false Holy Spirit. It's a deceptive spirit. Again, everything God has that's authentic, Satan has as a counterfeit. It appears that Satan will attempt to counterfeit, again, what God did in the beginning when he created man from the dust and breathed breath of life into him and became a living being. Let's talk about the word image. The word image, it says, he was granted power to give breath to the image. The word in Greek here is ikonai, where we get the word icon. Now, there's three primary meanings to this Greek word ikonai. And I want to give those to you because it paints a huge picture to this. Ready? Number one is to cut a stamp out or image on a piece of wood. Number two, a mark or a stamp or an engravement into an art. And number three is a statue of an individual living or deceased. And this is really the primary definition of this Greek word ikonai, of image. So I like to put them all together because I believe it's going to be a mixture of all three. I believe it's going to be an image, whoever this Antichrist is, because remember, the false prophet makes this image to the first beast or to the Antichrist. So it's going to be an allegiance to him. It's going to be pointing the people to him, the Antichrist. So whatever, whoever this Antichrist is, whoever his religion is, and whatever he represents is, this image is going to be catered to that. It's going to replicate that. It's going to have those attributes. So then when it says to cut a stamp or on a piece of wood or an engravement or a mark, again, guys, this ties in with another thing that the false prophet's going to do, and that is to issue a buying, selling, and trading system called the mark of the beast, which will go in your right hand or in your forehead. And without it, you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. So, friends, do you not see how all this is coming together? So that was going to, that's our subject today. This is very intriguing. So again, this is some information that I want you to pass along, tag some friends in it. Look, you maybe you got some crazy friends that likes to keep up with technology and all this. Look, you, if there was ever a time that you could take a Bible and take headlines and put it together and say, look, where we're going is what's already been foretold. All these events happening, all these things happening right now has all been foretold in the Bible. And now is the time to get right with God. That's why we do what we do here. That's what End Time Headlines does. We show you news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Our mission is to wake up the slumbered bride. Come on, from her sleep, get her back on the wall. Come on, we need to get some watchmen back on the wall. We need to get some Christians to get oil back in their lamps, fire back in their walk with God, and come out here, get out of your comfort zone and proclaim, thus says the Lord, prepare the way of the Lord. Because my friends, there is a generation right now that we have out here that are hungry for knowledge. Daniel, the book of Daniel says that in the last days, knowledge shall increase and many shall run to and fro. Friends, the technology explosion is here. It's advancing. It's increasing. And listen, our kids get it. Our kids understand it. They're grasping it. So we need to get them in the word and get them to understand that these, where this technology is headed, what it means, and why we need to be paying attention to. And I'll leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's our main website. If you're new to the broadcast, that's where you're going to find all of our blogs, our articles. There you can subscribe. There's places you can subscribe. You can get a one-time digest into your inbox. We'd appreciate if you do that. Also, if you'd like to get our free ETH app, you can do that. It's available on iTunes and on Google Play. Again, just look for the acronym of ETH. It's the official copyrighted logo of ETH. You look for that. You can type in End Time Headlines in the iTunes store or the Google Play store. It's absolutely free. Download that, get that into your hands. And when you get that, you can keep up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our podcast, our YouTube messages, and all of our ministry updates when we give them. And again, guys, we do these weekly. Every week we're on here, we're broadcasting, we're informing, we're equipping, we're edifying. And as always, we want to give you the opportunity. If this ministry has been a continual source of edification, encouragement, information, and revelation to you and your family, as always, we want to give you the opportunity to sow back into our ministry to help us to remain strong, and continuing doing what we're called to do. And you can go, if you have the app, go to the very bottom to the right where it says donate, click on it. It'll take you to the electronic page where you can give by a credit card, PayPal, or however you wish to give. And also, if you wish to give by check or money order, you can simply do that at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, and the zip code is 306-55. So as always, guys, we appreciate you taking the time out on this Friday afternoon to join us for yet another prophetic viewpoint. Remember to share this, subscribe. You're watching by YouTube. Hit the bell. Get notified. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We're out there. We're all over the place on social media. We're even on Parler as well, on a new platform there. We're on Instagram. We're everywhere. So you can find us, follow us, keep up with our ministry. So we're going to sign off for this Friday. We're going to head out for the weekend. We'll be back on here next week. We'll have some more topics that we'll talk about. We're going to be praying about maybe some messages coming up for Teshuvah as well. Again, we have entered into the year or into the season of Teshuvah, the 40 days of repentance. So we're going to continue to pray and believe for God's mercy and his grace during this time. So may the Lord bless you, keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May his favor be with you. May he protect you in your coming in and your going out. I pray the Lord's blessings upon your family. May you prosper in all that you do. May he keep you healthy and strong. May you live the fullness of your days. May you fulfill Psalms 91. I believe it's Psalms 91, verse 17. With long life, I'll satisfy you and show you the joy of thy salvation. That's my prayer for you today. We love you guys. Again, thank you for your prayers and your support of End Time Headlines. God bless you. We'll see you next week.